This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. In an extraordinary phone call, U.S. President Donald Trump pleaded on Saturday with election officials in the southern U.S. state of Georgia to find him enough votes to overturn his pivotal loss there to President-elect Joe Biden. Mr. Trump spoke with the state's top elections official, Republican Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, in a recording obtained by The Washington Post and published Sunday afternoon. In an hour-long call, Mr. Trump disputed the accuracy of three separate vote counts in Georgia that showed Mr. Biden won. On Sunday, Trump said on Twitter, "I spoke to Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger yesterday about Fulton County and voter fraud in Georgia. He was unwilling or unable to answer questions such as ballots under the table scam, ballot destruction, out-of-state voters, dead voters, and more. He has no clue." That's the end of the tweet. A few hours later, Raffensperger replied, also via Twitter, "Respectfully, President Trump, what you're saying is not true. The truth will come out." Even if Trump were to upend the Georgia vote, Biden would still have more than the 270-vote majority needed to win the presidency in the Electoral College. U.S. Representative Nancy Pelosi was on Sunday re-elected Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives with a narrower Democratic majority in the chamber and challenges ahead. This will be her fourth term as leader or Speaker of the House. The Democrat from California is the first female House Speaker. She got 216 votes Sunday afternoon, with two Democrats voting for other candidates, three others simply voting present. Few members were unable to vote because they had tested positive for coronavirus or had other health problems. Pelosi had been head of the Democratic Party in the House since 2003. This is VOA News. The United States has reversed a decision to send home a Navy aircraft carrier operating in the Middle East, citing tensions with Iran. Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller said in a statement late Sunday that the move was made in response to, quote, recent threats issued by Iranian leaders against President Trump and other U.S. government officials. Miller said the USS Nimitz will now remain in place. He added, no one should doubt the resolve of the United States of America. Pentagon chief had said last week that the Nimitz would return home and end its 10-month deployment. Sunday's one-year anniversary of the U.S. killing of Iranian top commander General Qasem Soleimani had raised concerns of Iranian retaliation and prompted the U.S. military to conduct B-52 flyovers in the region and send a nuclear submarine to the Persian Gulf. Authorities in southwestern Pakistan said Sunday that gunmen had kidnapped and killed 11 coal mine workers. The deadly overnight attack took place in the town of Mach in Baluchistan province, 50 kilometers southeast of Quetta, the provincial capital. Local officials confirmed that several miners were also seriously injured and were being treated in a local hospital. A post-attack mobile video viewed by VOA showed the slain workers blindfolded with their hands tied behind their backs. The victims were said to be members of the minority Hazara Shiite community, which has come under attack from extremists in the past. Syrian state media says militants have ambushed buses traveling a highway in central Syria, killing 9 people, including a 13-year-old girl. The ambush late Sunday is the second this week to target buses traveling between government-controlled areas and the second to be blamed on suspected Islamic State militants. Nearly 30 people died in an attack, most of them soldiers returning home from the holidays. Islamic State militants were also believed to be behind that attack. Mali's former Prime Minister Modibo Keita has died at the age of 78. It's the latest in a series of deaths of high-profile political figures in the West African country. The interim Prime Minister who announced the death did not specify the cause or the time of death for Keita, who served as Prime Minister from 2015 to 2017. Modibo Keita was one of 6 prime ministers to serve under President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita, who was ousted in a coup in August. And rescue workers in Norway have uncovered a 7th body from a landslide that buried homes in the village of Ask near Norway's capital. 3 people are still missing and may be found alive. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News. Oh, yeah, my mind.
America.
Hello again, everybody out there. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you again, so stay close and don't go away. Today, the African Beat will make its first stop Ghana with Kobe Maxwell, the Ghanaian international, in Abiba, the remix, featuring DJ Tasuman of Cote d'Ivoire. And right after that, Yvonne Chaka Chaka comes in with all-time favorite, Thank You, Mr. DJ, and Miss You by Emerson of Sierra Leone. And this one is going out to you, Haske of Ngombe in Nigeria. But right now, let's take it up to the top with Abiba, the remix by Kobe Maxwell of Ghana.
Abiba, c'est doux, c'est bon. On y va.
I'm watching it.
Beautiful tune there by Emerson of Sierra Leone. And right before that, Thank You Mr. DJ by Yvonne Chaka Chaka of South Africa. And Abiba, the remix by Kobe Maxwell of Ghana, featuring DJ Tasuman of Cote d'Ivoire. This is the African beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Randy here in Washington, pushing and pulling the records just to make you happy. I'll be right back.
The lyrics could be French,
English,
Portuguese,
Bantu,
Arabic, etc.
It is the beat,
the African beat that counts.
The beat does all the translations.
It cuts across all languages and gives us the understanding that this is the African beat.
It is so distinct
and adhesive.
It binds us together.
African beat on the Voice of America, Mondays through Fridays,
with David Bandy.
This is the African beat, where the music sounds so sweet that it makes you move your two feet. African beat. It brings out the you in you, and that's so true.
Welcome back to the African beat on your airwaves. No Time by Peace Choir coming up right now from Nigeria. And we go down to Samanene, Vivienne and Dou of Senegal. But first, let's take it up to Nigeria with Peace Choir. And this is No Time.
No Time, eh? I black it today. The planets they come today. Bitter and falling, don't go away. No time, eh? That's why me, I say, make I and Tori, eh? The thing where they vex me, eh? Now the same thing where they vex me, eh? For this world, the good, they die. And for the bad, but then they survive. See, I don't try, make I ask God why. It can't be like, see, how they waste my time. Oh, yeah, everybody, make una the journey, yeah. Make una throw una hands in the air. If you want to, could you make you go for day? Without you, some people go scatter your brain. Now this thing where they make me go, Lord. This thing where they make me cool, 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 cool
lie. Everybody know time, eh? See our name na the bracket in eh? Before we do dance one happy day, but now we don't come on, we only yoli, yeah. I say everybody make una de jolly, yeah. Make una throw una hands in the air. If you want to good, make you go go there. Cause without it, some people go blow up your brain. Now this thing where they make me go low, eh? I'm bracketed, them don't they go, they don't they go. I remember when we do Igbedu last night, then they don't go low. Them say, we no sabi sing, yeah. Some say, na only dance with the dance, yeah. We come bring back busy body, yeah. Temptation, they say, na copy, copy, yeah. Na copy, copy, yeah. Hey. We go back again, we bring to me, and go little, yeah. With a good video, what they remain, yeah. Now this thing where they make me go low,
Samanene by Vivian Ndu of Senegal, and before that, No Time by P Square of Nigeria. This is the African Beat on your earwaves, the show that makes you happy. And I bring happiness into your home, smiles on your faces, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Get up and let's shake our bodies down to the ground. I'll be back with more music. Don't go away.
The African Beat with music of Africa. From the Voice of America, we love it.
You love it, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. The African Beat now continues with more music. Beautiful music, My Love by Jelly Maddy of the Gambia. And right after that, Saga by Oliver Ngoma of Gabon. And Lifers by Tommy T of Ethiopia. Nice reggae music. But let's go first of all to the Gambia. Where we take this one, especially for you, Yeti French, and all your friends out there. My Love by Jelly Maddy of the Gambia.
Whenever you are back,
I love you like
African beat, African beat, African beat, African beat, African beat.
Mystic Stereo Sound, Ethiopia Flying Equatorial Connection, without objection.
If the road ends and the sky darkens, let us go down to the whale. Let us meet up with a handful of lifers and to rise up a new sail. It's not up to us to change the message. It is not up to you. We are the lifers, met bellmen and pipers. This is what we do. This is what we do. Not invented, we only prevented from fading away. Hometowns, exiles, pupils, disciples, making sure it will stay. 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 It's not up to us to change the message. It is not up to you.
By Tommy T of Ethiopia, and before that, Saga by Oliver Ngoma of Gabon, and My Love by Jelly Madi of the Gambia. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Remember that the power of the beat is in the African beat, and this show comes to you Mondays through Fridays on your airwaves. I am David Vandy, and I'll be back.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Kumbaya is a beautiful music done for us by Kanvi Adams of Liberia. And right after that, Ravidi by Rola Gamana of Madagascar. And we climax today with Tata Sira by Amy Koita of Mali. But let's take this cool and beautiful music by Kanvi Adams of Monrovia, Liberia. Kumbaya. And I'll play this one for you, a darling husband, Emmanuel Adams, right now.
I've been crying so long in my distress. graffiti, graffiti bij gitaar. Iets lassen aan de vernieuwen. Lek je tapunin, kitapu voluntan. Vatsen in uwaus, semba vulanian. Atus tus nyane a verne tundai. Atupa tupanyan de verne tuyan. Atip tip nyane a verne tundai. Tita ita kuta fa vernam sai.
Tata Sira by Emi Koita of Mali, and before that, Raviti by Rola Gamana of Madagascar, and Kumbaya by Kanvi Adams of Monrovia, Liberia. Well, with all of this, I want to thank you again today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Van Der here in Washington, wishing you a very, very pleasant day. Till then, bye-bye.